Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, author A.A. Lewis. I am so excited to be on the AAALAC, which is the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign, on their platform today. To introduce you to the world of the 716 and also me as the author. So let's get started. Thank you for everyone who's joining. I'm also on social media watching as people are joining us and commenting. So thank you so much for joining me. Let's get started. The 716 is a series that is set in Buffalo, New York, which is where I'm originally from. It follows the lives of four young ladies as they try to figure out what love is all about. There's definitely some heartache and some consequences that come with these four best friends, especially when it comes to choosing the right types of individuals to love. And as a female and as an author, that's a heavy topic to explore, especially since we've all been there. And so in book one, The 716, Love and Consequences, you get to follow these women in their quest of finding love, and it's a strong introduction to who they are. So it takes place in the early 1990s. And what's so cool about this book is that it is also set to music. So as I was writing this book, I found myself, especially since I knew I wanted it to take place in the 90s, I found myself listening to a lot of music from that decade, trying to get into the mindset and remember what the 90s was all about. And in doing so, I realized that a lot of the situations that the characters found themselves in, a lot of the emotional content, a lot of their attitude and how they moved and how they interacted with each other was heavily influenced by the music I was listening to. So before I knew it, each of the chapters began to take on the tone of some of the songs that I actually was listening to. So the cool part about that is that I kept with that theme. So what you're going to find in the 716 series is that each chapter is named after a song from that decade. And most people will be like, what? Yeah, no, the book is actually designed, or the series is actually designed, not only to help you have an emotional connection with these characters and give you insight on how they might be feeling, the situation that they're in, or just their overall vibe and tone, but also to take you as the reader on an emotional connection all your own through the music. Now, what I mean by that is we all know and have heard the saying, like, music is the soundtrack of our lives. So that is so true when it comes to the 716 series in its entirety, all three books. What you get is a total throwback to memories and emotions and that feeling that you just got when you heard Good or Bad. Songs gave us memory. And just to give you an example, I'm looking at the 716, Love and Consequences. Chapter 2 is actually named after Tony, Tony, Tony. It's called Whatever You Want. Now, I'm a huge Tony, Tony, Tony fan. This song right here, I can almost pinpoint exactly, like, what happened when I heard, like, an event that happened when I heard that song. And it just stirs up a really strong, good feeling. But there are also songs in the book that I absolutely could not stand. And I'm trying to get there. So as I'm flipping through, like I have Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me. His name is what chapter 11 is named after. Fooling Around is chapter 10 by Changing Faces. I also, as you get into the book, like there's a couple Mary J. Blige songs, like Changes I've Been Going Through, is in here as you get deep into book one, which is Love and Consequences. So when I say heavily influenced, I did not leave one stone unturned. Like, I really wanted you to be able to connect with these characters, but also have that journey all your own. And that's what you get. Like I said, there's some songs in here that I literally could not believe made the book, only because I had such a negative memory about them as they were playing during the 90s. Like there is one song in here from Main Source, Looking at the Front Door. On a side note, I actually was dating someone at that time, and he would play that song every time we got into an argument. So, like, when I talk about making an emotional connection, it's not just a good one. I wanted you to experience the highs and the lows of what these characters were going through. And book one, Love and Consequences, when we think about the early 90s and the musical tones that were happening during that time, we get a lot of playful, fun hip-hop, and a heavy R&B influence. So that's what you're going to find in book one, is an introduction to these four characters, who, by the way, best friends. There's Anika, Yaz, Monica, and Ayana. And those are the four ladies that we start this journey out in the 716 with. So book one, you get to hear from the ladies' point of view as they're falling in love with these individuals. And then we move on to book two, the 716 Back to Business. So it was funny because when you compare the size of book one to book two, book two is thick, y'all. I could not stop writing. Like, once I had literally immersed myself into the lives of these characters, there was just so much to say. And the music, you know, once we move from the early 90s to, you know, the mid-90s, the musical scene changed. And just like life changes year over year, you know, we hope that we mature in our lives and in the direction in which we look for love. The story continues to follow these young women. But the unique thing about book two, Back to Business, is that we actually get to hear from the male point of view. And with that, you get a change in the direction of the musical content. So we went from playful R&B to hip-hop to a much stronger, like, grittier tone of music as it was happening during that time in the decade. So just to give you a hint, there's a heavy influence of R&B and rap in here. So let me, I'm trying to flip through a page real quick. So we have KRS-One, MCs Act Like They Don't Know. We have Adina Howard, Freak Like Me. We have Mary J. Blige, I Never Want to Live Without You, to kick off the sound of some of the events that are happening at the beginning of the book. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a huge, like, East Coast music fan. And what I mean by that is you're going to hear a lot of that type of influence in the way these male characters move and some of the musical content that was chosen for them. I actually have a lot of Nas, huge Nas fans, huge Tupac fans. There's Jay-Z in here. There's Biggie is in here. The Lox, Mobb Deep, excuse me. We got so much going on in here. And again, book two, what makes it so unique is that I really wanted the male characters to have a say. I wanted them to be able to tell their side of the relationship. They've made some mistakes. In book one, you know, it was all about the females and how they interacted with these men. And some mistakes were made on the part of the men. At book two, we get to hear from the men. Like, you know, can we right our wrongs? And, you know, should we, you know, how do we go about doing that? And there's no doubt that these characters are in love. It just may not be a healthy relationship in general. And the themes are changing. The characters are changing and evolving. And with that comes a whole lot of chaos. And as we know, in all relationships, there's secrets and there's lies. And once, you know, those come to the light, it's what do we do now? So in book two, Back to Business, it's all about handling not only the street side of the business, but also the business of love and how are we going to manage these relationships and can we manage these relationships and still have a street life? So when I say that this series is an urban fictional tale, I do not leave out anything. It is as raw as it can possibly be and as honest as it can possibly be. And a lot of that is due to the heavy musical content and the style of writing that I chose to go with for these characters. So lastly, in book three of the 716 series, you get Lady First. It is... I got to say, in writing the whole series, you know, I went through the emotional ups and downs with the characters. Didn't want to see, you know, certain characters end the way they do. But being realistic and, again, taking a very honest approach to how the street life can be, we all know that there's not always going to be happy endings. So in closing out book three, Ladies First, it came full circle for me because we started out with these ladies as, let's say, in their early 20s, living life to the fullest in the 90s to about the mid-2000s. And I say mid-2000s because of the musical direction. There were certain songs that I really wanted to make the series. And I had to push it out to about 2005, 2006 in order to make that happen. So it's not to say in choosing the song that I chose one over the other. It was just I really let the music and the characters dictate used for them. So the series comes full circle. I think it answers the question, you know, can you live a street life and have love, or have a happily ever after? And for some of these characters, the answer is no, you just can't. For some, they're going to try, and we'll figure out how that all works out, I guess. And then for others, defining what love is sometimes starts with yourself. So before you can love anyone else, you have to first love yourself. in order to be able to do that successfully. So we see these characters start out looking for love, and then in book two finding themselves in love and maybe not the best situation. And then in book three, having it come full circle, figuring out what life is about, and, you know, making the right choices for them. So that is 716 Rolled Up in a Nutshell. It's a very interesting read. It's one that I think is relatable, just because it takes place in Buffalo, New York, which is how it gets its name, the 716, because that's the area code for Buffalo, New York, does not mean that, you know, this could not be any urban neighborhood, any urban city, any state across our country. Because we all know, you know, love is love. And this situation could happen anywhere. These four women can be you and your four girlfriends. It could be individuals that you know. You know, I've had people reach out to me and say, oh, my God, I feel like you captured me and my girlfriend. Or I knew these women. You know, I knew exactly who they were. You know, I had watched them from a distance growing up. Or they just felt real. They felt like they were your girlfriend. And you could make that connection with them. I also have male readers who have reached out to me and told me that hearing from the male point of view is so rare when it comes to women authors. So that was something that I thought I would struggle with, is trying to figure out how do I give them an accurate voice in these relationships and still make it relatable and believable for the male readers. So when I say this book will take you on a journey, it's designed to do just that. It gives you an honest look at relationships in the inner city. And the fact that it's set to music of that decade is certainly unique. Will definitely have you jamming as you read through the book, and making your own and hopefully taking your own journey back through your good old days, where, you know, loving someone may have been a little easier, or life in general could have been a little bit less stressful. It's designed to capture just all of those feelings that the 90s had for myself and many of you who have lived through it. Side note about the 716 Love and Consequences is that I had one reader actually reach out to me and said, you know, it would be so easy if there was a playlist to go along with the book so that, you know, I could listen to the music before I read the chapter. And lo and behold, I had a playlist. I already had it. I just didn't think anyone would be interested in listening to it. So I do have the playlist. I will be posting them on the AAALAC website as well as my own. You can also go on my Instagram page. It's A_A_Lewis716. I'll say that one more time. It's A_A_Lewis716. You can get on my IG page. You can click on my link tree. It's right there posted. It's a link. And it'll take you literally to everything 716. So not only can you purchase the book there from DNS Publishing, which is my publishing company, you can also grab the playlist from there and download them and listen to them. And even if you don't want to buy the book, so you just want a good playlist with the 90s, grab the playlist. Because if anything else, you'll be able to jam out to the 716-inspired songs. But hopefully that'll motivate you to want to see, you know, how did these songs all come together and pick up the book and read it. So, yes, so the playlists are out there. I'll be posting them throughout this evening for you to have, so make sure you grab those. But if you don't have an opportunity to grab them off of their platform, you can certainly go to my Instagram and pick it up there. You can also tag me on Facebook if you like, and I'll be more than happy to send it to you that way as well. And you can find me at author A.A. Lewis, that's L-E-W-I-S, and I'll be happy to share that information with you there. So that is a little bit about 716 series. Again, the first book, and I do recommend that you go in order, because I've had individuals who, you know, thought they can pick up with book two because someone was reading book two and they wanted to know what it was about. And they've all, you know, even people who saw the trailer for book three literally jumped in at the end and was like, I felt like I was missing something. You are. You do have to start at the very beginning. So I recommend that you start with the 716-11 consequences. It picks back up with back to business. And then finally, ladies first. So you do need, and I recommend strongly that you go in order with this series so that you don't miss any of the detail. And let me tell you, there's some juicy details in here that you do not want to miss out on. So that's the 716. I don't believe in giving spoilers out. So you got the general information. And hopefully you'll have an opportunity to catch the book trailers on the AAA LAC webpage and their platform today. If not, under my IG page, under that Linktree site, you'll be able to watch all of the book trailers. Tag myself in them on Facebook today. So I have them in heavy circulation today, so you'll be able to catch those, as well as in a few other groups today. So, and hopefully that'll give you enough, like, intrigue to want to pick up the book. When I tell you it's a pleasant surprise, and all of the positive feedback has been such, so overwhelming, so positive, so encouraging, that I know that you won't be disappointed. Let's put it that way. So I did on the platform, on the AAA LAC platform, today, there were some questions that I put out there, most commonly asked questions about myself. And, you know, I thought maybe I'd share some of that with you. So individuals always ask me, what does the AA stand for? And author AA Lewis, it is my pen name. AA actually is the initials for my middle name, which is a Nikkei-IO. So I chose to write under my middle name only because it just made it so much simpler just to say A.A. Lewis. And it gave a little mystique to it, like who is A.A.? Well, now you guys know. Yes, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, which is why I started out this series, the 716, about Buffalo, because I love New York, I love Buffalo, and I love the 90s. Any advice that I would give anyone wishing to start writing, I would just say do it. Do it. Like, it took me 20 years to get to this place, and I wish I had done it sooner. But I was so scared of being vulnerable. And now that I've done it, I literally say, what was I scared of? What was I waiting for? This has been such a great and unique journey. And if you have a story to tell, put it out there. Like, what could possibly happen? Nothing. All your biggest fears will go away. People will enjoy what you have to say. And if not, you think of the positive. It just wasn't for them. But there's a story inside of all of us that is just waiting to be let loose. And I'm sure that there'll be someone who's eager and willing to read it. So just do it and have fun. That has been pretty much my time So I thank all of you for listening. I think I have a few more minutes. I'm sorry. So we can keep going then. Other questions about me that most people like to ask? What inspired me to write? A little bit about my background. I've actually been I was a theater major my whole life. Went from acting to stage production. And in that, I knew I always wanted to write. I just didn't know where and when to begin. So I started writing poetry in my teens, and then that carried over to my 20s. I had a couple published articles and short stories during that time, and then life sort of got in the way, and you have children and a family, and once I became an empty nester, my husband said, hey, it's time for you to do what you're passionate about and write. And I just started. I started like two and a half years ago, almost 3 years ago, and now I have 3 books out. So I always knew that I would write. I just didn't think it would take me on this type of a journey. And I'm loving it, truly loving it. So another question that individuals like to ask me or want to know is, who do I like to read? So, yes, there are so many great authors out there. It's hard to pinpoint who some of my favorites would be. Like, I love LaJill Hunt. I love Miss Michelle. I love Eric Jerome Dickey. I love Avery Good, Walita Clark. There's so many. Elin Harris. I was a huge fan of the late Elin Harris. But then there's so many modern day, you know, lesser known authors that, you know, I've become really great fans of. And there's so many, too many to name. Like, I've been adding books to my Kindle and buying paperbacks every chance I get. It's even opened up a world of reading for my husband as we've been doing this journey to support other authors and get the word out about, you know, their stories. So, yeah, I haven't come across an author I haven't been able to appreciate. So, yeah, I honestly can tell you I love some of the great and as well as some of the newbies, the lesser-known authors who I honestly don't think get enough credit, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I love pretty much everyone that I've come across. One other question that individuals like to ask me is, like, what's important to me as an author? And I'll leave you with this. The biggest thing to me that's important is that I always put out a product that is 100% me. So I'm always going to write urban. It could be urban contemporary, urban romance, street, or drama, or even mystery. But I always want to put out a product that's good, relatable, and something that you, the reader, would enjoy and I can be proud of. The biggest compliment that I would say comes from writing is when you, the reader, actually leave a comment, a review. It lets me know that I'm on the right track. It lets me know what I need to improve on as an author. And it just shows me or gives me an opportunity to thank you for your support, too. So this has been my time. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me. I'll be on the AAA LAC platform all day today until 11:59 p.m. So if you haven't, join me on this journey. I'll tag some more information. If there are any questions that you'd like to ask me, please feel free to comment in any of the posts, and I will respond. Thank you so much. This has been your girl, A.A. Lewis. I'm signing off, and thank you so much for joining me. Have a great rest of your evening.